to Libya now. The country's interim authorities have delayed the burial of Muammar Gaddafi. Libya's new interim leaders reportedly cannot agree on what to do with the former dictator's body. And there are lingering questions about how Gaddafi was killed yesterday. The United Nations is asking for a full investigation. We're going to hear from a UN human rights official later in the program. First, we turn to reporter Maureen Olivesi. She's in the Libyan city of Misrata, and that is where Gaddafi's body is right now. Yesterday, Olivesi went to a private home. It was on the outskirts of the city where the bodies of Muammar Gaddafi and his son, Mutasim, were on public display. She recorded this sound of the chaotic scene with people crowding into the large room to see the bodies. Olivesi says the owner of the house was a businessman well-connected to the military units in Misrata.
The word got around that you could actually see Muammar Gaddafi, and a lot of people started crowding around the place. They had to restrict the access, even though the crowd was hardly manageable. And people were crowding around. They all wanted to see the former leader for themselves. And several people said, until I've seen him with my own eyes, I won't believe he's dead. When you enter that main sort of living room or storage room, you could see the two bodies on the ground, on mattresses. Muammar Gaddafi it was quite difficult to see what exactly had killed him, because Mutasim Gaddafi had definitely some big holes in his body, one on his throat. Muammar Gaddafi didn't seem to have extensive injuries. His face was a little muddy. There was a little dry blood on his face, but you couldn't see where the worst injuries were on his body. But in any case, everybody was crowding around, taking snapshots with him. People just, you know, were touching his belly, was touching his hair. There was a sense of, you know, dealing with him as an object or someone of very little value, that's for sure.
So that's where you saw Muammar Gaddafi's body, as well as the body of his son, Mutasim. Where is Gaddafi right now?
The public viewing I'm telling you about was between 6 and 8 p.m. yesterday, local time, and then he was taken to a secret place where apparently he would undergo a DNA test and undergo autopsy, and there the general public was not able to see his body.
So this was to put a final point on the fact that he was indeed dead, but I wonder, with the people that you're talking to, especially in Misrata today, how widespread is the sentiment that Gaddafi should have been captured alive and face trial?
Honestly, I have not met one single Libyan so far who've expressed that view. They all said that they were scared that if Muammar Gaddafi was still alive, as long as he would be alive, they would be scared that he could plan for a comeback. Just a few days ago, Mahmoud Jibril, the number two of the National Transitional Council, expressed concerns that Muammar Gaddafi might be planning for a big comeback with the help of other sub-Saharan African countries where he has a lot of loyalists there. So these kind of speculations, some people think that it would have gone on and on as long as Muammar Gaddafi was alive. And several people said now that he's dead, it puts an end once for all to the Gaddafi. We're sure that he won't be a threat anymore, and that area is behind us now.
All right. Reporter Maureen Olivesi in Misrata, Libya. Thank you.
You're welcome.